Australian medical experts have made a breakthrough in the potential treatment of multiple sclerosis, or MS, with immunotherapy. The debilitating condition, which affects the central nervous system and spinal cord, has few treatments available for its severest forms, but a world-first trial conducted by Queensland researchers has produced promising results in 60% of patients, even in some whose MS was previously untreatable. George Roberts reports.
Louise Remeswal was a healthy and active mother of two young children when the warning signs began.
Before MS, I was very strong, I was very healthy, and I was very fit, I was very confident, and I was very independent. And I was going to the gym at least 3 to 4 times a week, and I was struggling to lift weights that I'd been lifting for months.
Even walking the dog became too exhausting because her legs felt weak. Scans revealed the signs of MS developing.
They found that I had scarring on my brain and spinal column, so I was diagnosed straight away with MS. It was devastating because I was such a healthy, fit, confident person.
Within 3 years, Mrs. Remeswal was in a wheelchair and suffered from fatigue, vertigo and incontinence.
It really impacted on my ability to be social, to attend social evenings, especially even in the evening with friends and family.
With the support of MS Queensland, researchers from the University of Queensland worked with experts from another top medical research group. Professor Rajiv Khanna is from the QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute.
What happens in MS, there is an immune reaction going on in your brain that is represented as if that your immune system is attacking the brain cells. Once that happens, your normal functioning of the brain gets impaired. So what we are trying to do is that we're trying to develop a treatment that could actually sort of make it, the immune system to work properly rather than going in the wrong direction.
Dr. Khanna and other researchers have completed a world-first immunotherapy trial based on the discovery of the Epstein-Barr virus and white blood cells in areas where evidence of MS is found. That got them thinking.
Why don't we use an immunotherapy or a killer T-cell therapy which would target the virus and will remove those B cells from the brain and they give you a clinical benefit on that. So that was the whole crux of this trial, was to actually try to test whether an immunotherapy targeting Epstein-Barr virus.
Professor Khanna says 6 out of 10 patients have shown clinical improvement in their symptoms.
And these symptoms include their reduction in severe fatigue, their color vision, the ability to move, and a number of other cofactors and have shown changes in their clinical profile.
An early medical breakthrough for researchers and life-changing for people like Louise Remeswal.
Ever since the trial, it's just improved so much that now I can go out and spend time with my family and friends.
MS trial participant Louise Remeswal, ending George Roberts' report.